Macmillan Audio presents Stein Tinglers 3 by R.L. Stein. Read for you by Torian Brackett, Catherine Chin, and Johnny Heller. Dedication for Dylan and Mia.
Introduction. Hi, everyone. I'm back with 10 more Stein-tingling stories. I hope they keep you up late at night, bring a chill to the back of your neck, and maybe even get your teeth chattering. That's my job, after all. My job is to scare you, and I hope I do it well in these creepy new tales. Tiny fish that grow into giant man-eaters, a house with bad luck in every room, frightening ghosts in the backyard treehouse, girls in the lunchroom who might actually be werewolves. Those are some of the things you'll find in these stories. None of them could happen to you, could they? I hope they give you a chill. You know, that tingle you get all over your body when you start to feel afraid. I hope my new stories take you to a Stein-tingling world of fantasy and fear, shadows and fright. Reader, beware. That cold tingle may become a scream! Full Moon Sleepover Party. When I was in high school, there were four kids who sat together at the same table every day in the lunchroom. They had something like a secret club. No one else was allowed to join them. I used to sit at a nearby table and watch them talking and laughing. I wondered what they were talking about, what they were joking about, and why they wanted to keep it a secret from everyone else. When I sat down to write this story, I remembered them, and I wondered, what if they weren't normal kids? What if they were actually dangerous?
I know who those girls are, and I know what they are. The four seventh-grade girls who sit at the same table every day, way at the side, in the shadows of the lunchroom, and make sure no one else can sit with them. They pretend they don't see me watching them. They don't want me at their table, and they don't want me at their Friday night sleepover parties. But I know what they do at those sleepovers. Because I know what they are. After school, I see them in the parking lot behind the high school, just hanging out, leaning on cars and talking. I know what they talk about. The moon and the next sleepover, and what our town is like late at night when most everyone is asleep. I see them howling with laughter, and I know what they laugh about. Their laughter is cold and cruel, and I know why. They have long nails, and they color them black, like they're in an exclusive club. They dress alike, mostly in gray and black. Their hair falls loosely down to their shoulders. They all wear silver wolf pendants on slender chains around their necks, but they keep the pendants hidden under their tops so no one can see them. They can't keep secrets from me. Because I know what they are. And the truth is, I belong with them. I want to be with them. I want to sit at their table in the lunchroom and sprawl on cars in the high school parking lot and talk and joke and laugh cold laughter. And I want to be at the Friday night sleepovers where they howl at the full moon and have dangerous adventures. But I can't just walk up to them and tell them that. I can imagine the cruel laughter I'd get as a reply. I need to find a way to let them know my feelings. How do I just stand there and tell them, I know your secret. I know what you are. I can't. No way.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?